Marcy here, and here are some excerpts from my interviews from Supernova Expo 2013 with the Sushi Girl people. Just be aware, there may be minor spoilers for the movie, so just block your ears if anything sounds like it might be a spoiler. I spoke to Kern Saxon, Andy McKenzie, James Duval, and Noah Hathaway, and the interviews are actually much longer, but I will release the full versions closer to the film's Australian release. That way you can get really excited for it. But for now, just listen to some of the highlights and yeah, get excited. I cannot recommend this film enough. And if you want to hear my thoughts on it or read them, go to morehorror.com. My review is up. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and enjoy. First up, here is a bit of me and Kern Saxon talking about the film.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about your amazing movie that I watched last night.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You found that out. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Well, tell me what you thought about it.
It was a movie that you made specifically for me.
Did I know?
Yes. You know exactly what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about it?
The naked woman with
sushi.
I want to do that. Can you hook me up? Where can I do that?
I don't think it's as cool as person as you think it is, but it's...
Well, as long as there's no poison.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just that. It was just the fish gets old really quickly.
Well, you'd have to eat it really quickly.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have to really scarf it down, yeah.
But how about, where's the ideas coming from?
Well, Destin and I were working on another script, and it turned out to be, like, too big and too expensive, and he said one night when we were getting a drink, he said, we need to do a smaller movie. I said, how much smaller? He said, let's do a movie in one room. He says, all right, what's going to make that interesting? And that's when we came up with the idea to have it be, like, a bunch of gangsters in a room. What's going to make that interesting and unique? Well, we decided to put this naked girl in there with sushi on top of her because... It was an interesting sort of visual that I had, you know, heard about. And at the same time, what's more vulnerable than a naked woman, you know, in a room full of, you know...
Of Tony Todd.
Armed gangsters, yeah, and vicious people. So it seemed ripe for some commentary on the way women are treated in film, exploitation film particularly. And just to a ripe situation for making a very intense drama.
Intense it was.
Yeah.
Throw in the Aussie element. You're excited
sure.
It's coming out
yeah,
in our lovely country.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a movie come out here before. It's great.
I'm excited for it to come out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everybody go watch Sushi Girl.
June 20th on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yes.
Yeah. 19th, April 19th, the Gold Coast Film Festival. We're going to be in there.
Is that exciting to be at an Aussie Film Festival?
Yeah. I mean, it's my first trip to the country. And
it's awesome.
It's great. People have been really nice. Very laid back, too. So it's a really, it's been interesting. Just in Melbourne right now, but we're going to be traveling up the coast.
Melbourne's the best city. I'm not originally from here, but it's the best city.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. So I'm
that's
really
good.
Happy. I'm really happy to be here.
Here is a piece of my chat with Andy McKenzie.
What was it like to play such a crazy, sadistic character?
Oh, God, right next to Candyman and Luke Skywalker? Are you kidding me?
You're the one that stood out.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I was surrounded by badasses. I had to be one,
too. You had to out-badass them?
I had to out-badass them all.
Yeah, I want you on my team. Don't worry about
that. You had the longest hair in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put together.
Yeah, I stopped and I was just like, I like him. I'm just going to give you a sock and some gloves. Do your worst.
Yeah, I saw someone put that on Twitter, hashtag socky socks. I would like to have seen
more of the final boost in the job. You had fun, right?
Oh, every minute of it. Especially beating the crap out of Atreyu's face.
Take that for making me cry in that movie.
Yeah, you made me cry. had to get him back.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Got him mangled. But I imagine you had fun overall. You had some pretty cool people to work with.
Yeah, no, it's priceless. It's something, you know, for me as an actor who's been in the business for a long time, you hope for something spectacular like this. Something as cool as this goes along, and it came along for me. So.
And you're very memorable.
Thank you.
Here is some of my chat with Noah Hathaway.
We just wanted to make a movie that, like a proper exploitation film, and we just wanted people to go and have fun for an hour and a half, you know, and not trying to invent the wheel or be Fellini or anything like that.
It was fun.
Exactly.
I had fun. That's what I want out of a movie.
Yeah, it was a little sexy, a little, you know, torture.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go eat sushi off a naked woman after watching that.
Right.
Not with any, you know, but...
I didn't get that part. He did, though.
Oh, yeah. He got the... I don't know. That was the easy way out. You got everything thrown at you.
I know. It was really rough, and we had people leave the set. It was so...
Oh.
It was so... visceral and horrifying sounding that, like, our line producer and some of the other people literally had to leave the set. It was upsetting.
It was actually quite hard to watch. I'm hardcore with my violence,
right,
and
me too.
Everything.
Me too.
And that was, it was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That was rough. The glass in the face was rough.
It was fun, though. We had a good time making it.
I'm glad.
We wanted people to be, we didn't glorify it either.
No.
We tried to make it kind of disgusting and almost you don't want to watch it, you know, because that's what real violence is, you know. So I think we did do that.
I felt it was more realistic.
Right. That was the point.
Yeah.
And glorified and making it a positive thing. It was supposed to
be very
gritty and horrifying and negative. Yeah.
I don't react much,
right.
And I watch everything.
Right.
But, yeah, when you're getting your teeth pulled out, glass in socks
at
your face,
rough,
that was...
Yeah, that was rough, because Mark had pliers on my teeth, on my tooth, actually, and you could, you know, like, you could hear it in your head, the, like, kind of grinding a little bit, because he's trying to be very gentle, but look like he's twisting it out, and you're hearing the chalkboard in your head, and it was,
That was hard.
That was
I'm
hard,
very,
too.
Very sensitive in my mouth watching that, but he was unbelievable. I didn't recognize
him. He did a good job, huh? Yeah.
I'm thinking, wait, Mark Hamill's in this. Oh, that's him. Wow.
Yeah, he had fun with his part. You could tell.
You could tell.
And here are some highlights from my chat with James Duval.
How did you get involved with the Sushi Girl?
That's a good question, actually. I had done another film called The Black Waters of Echoes Pond in 2007, 2008 with Electra Avalon. And a few years after that movie, her and her boyfriend, Nicholas Cole, started producing films and started putting things together. And they had met Kern and Destin and Cern and Neil, got the script for Sushi Girl, which they helped co-produce. They were looking for actors. And so... they basically recommended me to Kern and Destin, who Kern and Destin, turns out fortunately for me, that they knew who I was and liked me. So they were very excited about, you know, sending me the script. And then when I got it, I was very excited to meet them and with the opportunity to do a script like this and a character like this, which is different than what I normally do. And I kind of just got the script, read it, called them up, said, yeah, that's it, I'm in. If you'll have me, I'll be there. At that point, Annie McKenzie was attached, David Dastmalchian was attached, as well as Tony Todd was in negotiations. And that was all, I think that solidified everything for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love stories like that.
It's great, you know, because you never really know where your jobs are going to come from. Especially with the way technology and multimedia has changed, not just the film business, but everything in the last 10 years. So you got to find new avenues and ways to, you know, how do you get to these other directors and filmmakers and work when it doesn't follow the normal process of auditions and sending out information and breakdowns. And then it kind of does become that whole, you know, that old Hollywood story, who you know.
Yeah. Without giving too much away about what happens in the movie, there's a lot of intensity. How do you tackle the intensity of those scenes and with what your character going through a bit of interesting things which we won't reveal?
Yes, we'll keep that twist for the film.
What is the method to your madness?
Well, what's so great is, like, we really developed this very close-knit, tight family where we trust each other and we felt that we could make suggestions, and there wasn't anything we necessarily couldn't suggest. We may not do it, but we were all open to everything. So the first thing we kind of did was sat down when we all met and finally cast the film, and we started to talk about our characters, what wasn't in the script, how we knew each other, what brought us there, what was our backstory. When we started to establish things like that, which you don't see in the movie, it kind of creates this whole other new dimension and helps build on that intensity, because now you have a conflict that fits into the theme of the film and in the screenplay, but you've added a base foundation to it which is not talked about in the film. So without giving much away about the film, what I could say, like, one of the pieces of the backstory is Noah's character Fish was brought into the gang by me. And we don't explain that, we don't tell you that in the movie, but it's something we established early on, which when certain events come into play, you can see why I'm not comfortable with it.
Yes. And I did pick up on those things.
Yeah, and that's great, because it's like, that's, you know, I think that, you know, not just for me, but I think for all of us, it was really important for us to really create, you know, it almost sounds cliche, oh, my backstory of my character, but it's true, it really is everything. Why are we there? How did we get there? And what are our relationships with each other before what anybody sees? And without us explaining that on screen.
Yeah, that worked. I picked up on it because I mean, as certain things are happening, there's points where I'm like, okay, he's reacting in a specific way. I think I know what's going on. There's something, you know, this and that. So it does work, and there is a really good chemistry with everyone, whether it be something good or bad, which we won't say. But I think, especially with Tony's character, he's sort of the big boss man, but there's really cool dynamics between him and you and the other guys.
Well, it's thank you so much. I'm so happy to hear that, because it's things like, you know, Tony really was that character. So by the time we started filming, he would call us up or text us in character daily. So what, you know, when you have Tony Todd, you know, as Duke talking to you as Duke, it's kind of hard not to react. You know, it kind of brings your character out of yourself as well.
So did he make you a bit scared? Or uneasy?
Made us all a little uneasy at times, because you weren't really sure who you were talking to, but it was coming out very strong. He's very, very, like, he's a strong, extremely strong actor and strong performer. And his intensity is he's a tremendous amount of intensity.
Yeah, he brought so much. Even if he's not doing anything, his presence does a lot, I think it really reflects on everything.
And it does. And as him being the leader, of course, you know, you find the same intensity for Andy's character and Mark Hamill's character in a different way, and my character in a different way, and Noah Hathaway's character, and it affects us all differently, but it creates this intensity which all of us feel. So it's easier, much easier to kind of generate and keep organic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony, for scaring us.
Yeah, he scared me earlier because he did the Candyman voice.
Oh, yes.
He gave me chills.
There was a point, I gotta say, there was a point when he was doing the Candyman voice, and then I started doing a voice, and I'd love to see those outtakes,
because it just became a bunch of, fuck you, no you, why are you doing this? Are you going to, it's your turn, are you in? I'm eating.
You're making me get chills. You do a good Candyman.
Thank you for listening, and check back soon for the full interviews with these guys. And thank you to them for taking the time out to chat with me. It was an absolute pleasure.